There Runs the Thief. Instructive Stories from the Teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There was once a village that was plagued with constant thefts. The villagers were unable to detect the thief in spite of all efforts. Every time the thief would run away, the villagers would raise hue and cry and try to catch him, only to be disappointed. Again he has escaped. Finally, the headman of the village came forward to solve the mystery. He devised a plan. I would like to question each of the victims regarding the thefts. I have found that one particular person always liked to be present during all my inquiries and anxious to find out the way I was investigating. He came up with a plan. He called his guard. I advise you to keep an eye on the person whom we feel the suspect. We should pay special attention, especially during midnight, at his house. You have to report his movements every now and then. At night, the guard was patrolling the suspect's house. Oh, the man who we suspect is leaving his house. The time is exactly 2 o'clock, the usual time the thefts happen. Oh, he is carrying under his shawl burglar tools. Let me follow him secretly. The burglar started to break the house and the guard was watching him from a distance in the darkness. Oh, this man has come out of the house and is now running with the booty into the jungle. After a while, the house owner discovered the theft and started screaming, "Help! Help! Theft! Theft!" Oh, this man is coming out and entered into the jungle. Villagers gathered after hearing scream of the house owner. The thief came out of the jungle after hiding the booty and silently joined the crowd. The thief then said, "Oh, so sad. The thief has stuck again. Maybe he has gone in that direction. Let's find him." Saying this, the thief started to run. However, the guard caught him. "He is the thief. He is the thief." The villagers got confused and started to look at each other. "This guard is crazy. He is calling this poor villager as a thief. Guard, give me the complete report of the incident." "Sir, he is the thief and the booty is hidden in the jungle. Let me prove it." The thief said, "Why on the earth are you going into the jungle for the booty on this dark night? That snake-infested jungle is most dangerous." However, the guard led the villagers to the booty hidden in the jungle. "Here is the jewel box and the burglar's tool. Now it is confirmed that the man who was complaining was the thief himself." It was then crystal clear to everyone present that the man complaining was the burglar himself, and so the crowd ran out of the jungle and started chasing him. As he was running away, they all shouted out, "There goes the thief! There goes the thief!" The cunning thief also started shouting while running and pointing at all the innocent passers-by. The cunning thief also started shouting while running and pointing to all the innocent passers-by. He got away by creating an utter confusion. "There goes the thief! There goes the thief!" Purport. There is no dearth of such mischievous atheists among the people. They constantly malign the real protectors of the society, who are like watchmen, and harass those great souls who are truly and selflessly benevolent to common people, only to tarnish their reputation by a vile attempt to prove those saintly persons as thieves and the like. In all Vedic literature, Gita, Bhagavata, Upanishads, etc., it has been specifically advocated that this material world belongs to the Supreme Lord. He is the proprietor of everything, and one who does not offer everything to the Supreme Lord for his satisfaction through preaching his glories and the holy name, simply devours his property for one's own sense gratification, and as such he is a thief. Such a thief is always endeavoring to indicate that any person who is preaching the holy name of the Supreme Godhead and going from door to door in order to wake everyone up from their illusory state of living is only worthless, idle, and a thief of social wealth. This is just like the motivated tendency of a thief who points to a sadhu as if he is running away from a burglary. This is the normal practice we find in this age of Kali. The famous poet Tulsidas wrote long ago thus, Chor ko chode, sadh ko bandhe, patthi ko lagaye fasi, dhanya kaliyug teri tamasha, dukh lage aur hasi. The real thief is released, the saintly person is tied up, and the passerby is hanged. All glories to Kaliyugas, such is your great joke that creates pity as well as laughter. Some traders who deal in so-called religion, holy scriptures, Gita, Bhagavata, and the deities of Godhead as their economic profession try to equate selfless preachers of the holy name of Lord Hari and the preaching of real saintly persons as an illicit greed for money like a professional person. They used to say mischievously that one should not only condemn materialistic persons when even the saintly persons need money. In fact, this is just like branding a watchman as a burglar. Money collected by saintly persons for the welfare of the entire world in favor of preaching the holy name of Lord Sri Hari is not meant for spending on maintenance of family members like a professional family man, or for indulging in some illicit misdemeanor or personal sense gratification. Real saintly persons collect money and use it wisely. That money is very carefully spent in preaching the holy name and opulences of the original proprietor and the lord of the goddess Lakshmi in order to ensure eternal welfare to all atheistic conditioned living entities of this material world. In fact, persons who try to steal the wealth of the Lord of Lakshmi make an attempt to confuse common people by creating a false hue and cry by pointing at real saintly persons and showing, there goes the thief, there goes the thief. The envious impersonalists only make an attempt to hide themselves with their innate polluted character by shouting out at the saintly persons, thief, thief.